Boy, I can tell when his blood pressure's up a few points. Can't you? Here's Gruber.
Yeah, voters. Not politicians. I heard it. I heard the whole pitch. Voters, not politicians. Well, guess what? The whole thing has been thrown sideways now, hasn't it? Because of a lawsuit. A lawsuit ruling in favor of the League of Women Voters and those saying that the Republicans had gerrymandered districts in Michigan. It's going to mean, well, it means a big mess as far as I can tell. Kyle Malin joining me now from MERS News. He has a great handle on this big story out of Michigan. Kyle, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Take a moment. Lay it out. I mean, there's this lawsuit, this case. The judges come back and say it's unconstitutional what's been done here. They're ordering new elections, redrawing of districts, which means elections in 2020 that will be ahead of schedule, then more in 2022, and we have other new districts drawn. Wow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a very different campaign cycle in 2020 if this decision stands. Now, for our listeners' benefit here, this goes back to when the legislature drew congressional and legislative boundaries back in 2011. And since then, these boundaries have been in place. Well, Mark Brewer, on behalf of the League of Women Voters, sued a few years ago to claim a new legal argument that the legislature, when they drew these districts, drew them for a partisan gerrymandering. And so Brewer tested this new legal theory that had been used in Wisconsin use what's called the deficiency gap. And basically what he's trying to argue is that because the legislature didn't draw enough competitive districts, that select districts should be thrown out. And since specific districts have to be thrown out, really it sets off a string of dominoes that means really all the districts have to be redrawn, because especially with Congress, you mess with one district and then you end up messing with all of the districts, just because that's how it ends up working out. You mess with one, you get all of them.
So this
legal theory was taken to the test at the lower court level and now the appeals court. And the appeals court ruled yesterday that Mark Brewer's theory is correct, and that there was 38 contested districts, and all 38 of them violated the First Amendment.
And how did it violate the First Amendment, allegedly?
Allegedly, because you're denying people their freedom of speech in the sense that they don't really have a choice in who they elect for Congress. There's too much of what is called a wasted vote. So if you live in the 2nd Congressional District in West Michigan, for example, the argument is that you don't, well, the second isn't really a good example because that wasn't, let's say the first district up north, that was a contested district.
Okay.
What they're saying is that that was drawn so much for the Republicans' advantage that if you happen to be a Democrat up there, you really don't have a vote in who ends up being your member of Congress.
But that's not true. The first congressional district is heavily Democrat, certainly in the UP, a lot of Democrats. I think it's Democrats might actually have an upper hand in the UP.
And then they use the same case for, let's say, the 5th Congressional District, which is kind of Flint. The Democrats are what's called packed into that district, and so that you have a large percentage of Democrats that are roped into a particular geographical area, such that if you happen to be a Republican in that area, it doesn't really matter who you vote for because your congressperson is going to be a Democrat.
It's going to be Dan Kildee in this case, and up north. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so you don't sound convinced. So let me ask you this. Where does it go from here?
Well, this is going to get appealed to the full Court of Appeals at the federal level. It's called en banc. And this is a special panel that can be created. It doesn't have to be created, but it can be created to hear special appeals. And the Republicans are appealing this. And they're going to ask the Court of Appeals en banc to overturn this decision and stop these special elections from happening in 2020. Now, I say special elections, not that they're going to be held at a different time. I'm saying special elections in the sense that these would be special in that there would be new districts drawn.
So no idea what these districts would look like at this point. Let's say it stands. That means all the congressional districts in Michigan would be redrawn for the most of them, right?
Oh, no, all of them would have to be. All the congressional ones would have to be redrawn because the contested congressional districts were like the 1st, the 5th, the 4th, the 7th, the 8th. So you start talking about those districts. You can't draw congressional maps that preserve the 2nd and the 3rd and the 6th if
without,
you start messing
right.
around with all those.
So what does it mean? Who do you think, I mean, is it possible that this backfires on Mark Brewer in some way? Because you look at the 5th, for example, yeah, easy win for Dan Kildee. Always, but if you make it more competitive, maybe it's not an easy win for him anymore.
Well, if you make, yeah, I mean, you could make it more competitive for him, possibly, or, you know, but that probably makes the 4th congressional district then a little more Democrat. It could it backfire? Sure, it could absolutely backfire, because what does Alyssa Slotkin's district now look like in the 8th congressional district? Does she even have, do you even put her in her own district? And remember, there's 4 members of Congress from Oakland County. So if you have to redraw the districts in Oakland County, maybe they only have 2. And if that's the case, is Alyssa Slotkin out of a district? How about Haley Stevens? Is she out of a district? Yeah, this could hurt Democrats just as much as Republicans.
And how much money is going to fly around in 2020 if this is going on? I mean, good for broadcasters, I guess, in Michigan. I'll give you the last word.
That's true. I just want to warn listeners that after this Court of Appeals, there is the U.S. Supreme Court. I talked to 3 Democrats yesterday. All 3 of them don't think that this is going to stand. They think the U.S. Supreme Court with Judge Roberts is going to overturn this. So they are not counting their chickens before they're hatched.
Fair enough. What a mess. I mean, it's a mess if it goes through, because we're already forced to redistrict in 2022, right?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, so these districts would only be in place for 1 election, and then they'd be thrown out again, and redistricting commission would take over.
Kyle, let the games continue. I greatly appreciate it, man. Never a dull moment, I'll tell you that. Kyle Malin, everybody from MERS News. Thank you, Kyle. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Steve.
There you have it. That's why I bring him along. He understands it. It turns my brain into Swiss cheese, but so it is. Final thoughts after this.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.